You're listening to SBS News.
While the COVID pandemic is far from over, it appears the welcomed pause on increasing the cost of private health is. And Dean Price from consumer advocate group Choice isn't happy about it.
To be putting prices up on people at a time when people are doing it really tough financially is a bad message from health insurers, and one that doesn't build trust in a product.
In April, health funds froze the annual price hike for 6 months to help people through the pandemic. For most, that time is up. Australia's two largest insurers, Medibank and Bupa, are increasing premiums by 3.27% and 3.26% respectively. HCF customers face a 3.39% rise, and it's 2.9% for NIB policyholders. Some providers are offering exemptions for existing customers on JobKeeper or JobSeeker. Regardless, and perhaps unsurprisingly, there's little support for the increase from policyholders.
I definitely think they should be holding off a lot longer.
I've been in private health for years and years and years, and I'm always disappointed there's no loyalty.
Consumer groups say providers are collecting premiums at a time when customers can't necessarily claim on all services due to COVID restrictions. But the body representing most insurers says they've also been hit by the pandemic, and raising premiums is necessary to stay financially viable. Dr. Rachel David is the CEO of Private Healthcare Australia.
There has been no profiteering. If, as a result of the prolonged lockdown in Victoria, it looks as though health funds have retained some earnings they didn't expect, they have committed to give those back to members.
While most insurers are increasing premiums, there are a few that aren't. They include smaller insurers like HBF, TUH, health.com.au and AIA. Dean Price from Choice says it's a good idea to compare what's available.
Make sure that the health insurance you've got covers only the things that you need. Shop around, see if there's a better deal out there. From our research, we've seen people being able to save well over $1,000 by changing the policy that they're on.
Rachel Carey, SBS News.